Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
New this morning, we have a level one risk for severe storms on Friday. We also have some showers in our forecast for today as well. I'll go over all of it coming up.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion policies at universities across the state are on the line. Coming up, how a vote later today could mean some big changes on college campuses.
The driver who hit and killed a person on Old Stage Road last night is on the run. The search authorities are conducting after that crash near Anger.
Today is a major milestone as we get closer to the Paris Olympics. The preparations for athletes and host sites as we are now 100 days from the Summer Games. And as we check in on what's happening with the City of Light, we are here to prepare you for the day ahead. Welcome to your Wednesday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday. Yeah, 100 days out till the Summer Olympics, and it feels like summertime temperatures here, like it has all week. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, and that brings with it some turbulence.
It does. So we have a warm front that's lifting across the area right now. It's actually creating some cooler temperatures on the other side of it in our eastern counties. But that warmth moves on in. We also have an old frontal boundary that's going to be moving through the mountains. That's producing a few light showers right now. We take a look at Futurecast, and of course, we're cloudy this morning. We'll see cloudy skies for most of the day. The warm front continues to lift northward, and that keeps the warm temperatures in place for today. Notice just a little bit of light patchy rain right there around lunchtime. That continues to move through around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then again, around 5 to 8 o'clock, we'll see another round of just some light patchy rain altogether. It's probably going to be a tenth of an inch or less, so not a lot of rain out there. But of course, if you're trying to, you know, get from here to there and it's raining, you're going to want to have your umbrella with you. 20 to 30% chance around lunchtime. And then again, 20 to 30% chance again later on this evening. Right now, we're looking at cloudy skies, and there's just a small hole in the clouds there over Franklinton. So you can see just a little bit of daylight there, but a lot of cloud cover as you're heading out. 63 in the triangle with a dew point of 53. So that feels comfortable, not too muggy. Noticeably cooler, Rocky Mount, South Hill, Goldsboro, all in the 50s. So 60s in the triangle. We're now 59 in Southern Pine. So temperatures are feeling very pleasant as you step out the door. Mid 70s at lunchtime. We'll see low 80s this afternoon. But of course, we're definitely looking at a gray day today. Tomorrow is sunny and hotter. But of course, over the weekend, starting Friday, we have the potential for some scattered storms. We have that level one severe threat for Friday and a chance for rain on Sunday, too. I'll show you the timeline coming up. Ken?
All right, 602, Elizabeth. We just got reports of a crash on I-40 and Hammond Road. We were told that there's a crash in the eastbound lanes. We're going to try to check that out and give you an update in just a little bit. Elsewhere around the triangle this morning, we're not seeing any major delays. And that's the accident I just told you about on I-40 and Hammond Road. We're working to get a little bit more information about it. But all the way around the triangle in the Wendell, I-540, 8740, all looking good this morning. We're have any major accidents to report. We do have a report of a disabled vehicle that happened right here just off Mitchell Road and in Highway 96, but that's been cleared. Of course, we'll keep you updated with any traffic situations in about 10 minutes.
Ken, thank you. Breaking news. Police are investigating after people in Rocky Mount say they heard gunshots near their homes. Police were on South Tillery Street for hours. They cleared the scene just before 3 this morning. Nick Perlin was there in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker.
Rocky Mount police are now clearing a scene and removing crime scene tape after being at the 600 block of South Tillery Street early this morning. When I arrived here at around 2 this morning, this part of South Tillery Street and Alton Street were blocked off by Rocky Mount police. Rocky Mount police focused the majority of their investigation around this brick home you're seeing on your screen right now, interviewing people, trying to get more information about what happened. You can also see evidence markers here in the middle of South Tillery Street. We counted up to 8. Residents who live in the area tell WRAL they heard shots fired, but we were unable to confirm that with police on scene. We're still trying to learn more about what exactly happened here early this morning. Once we have that information, we'll be sure to update you. In Rocky Mount, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Today, big changes to the UNC system's policies may be coming. The system's Board of Governors is considering changing or removing policies on diversity and inclusion. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is on NC State's campus this morning. And Kelsey, this would be similar to bans we have seen in other states that use public money for these programs.
Jeff at Sherwood, NC State's office where they handle diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, is here at Winslow Hall, and what happens in this building could change. If the board decides to get rid of those DEI policies, their decision would impact 17 college campuses across the state, one of the most notable, UNC. Earlier this month, a UNC trustee said he expected the university system would scrap some DEI policies. Not only are DEI goals and initiatives at stake right now, several job positions are on the line. If leaders pass the policy, several DEI-related positions could be removed. The new rules would require for those job descriptions to be changed or eliminated by September 1st. North Carolina is not the only state where DEI policies and positions are subject to change. Just a month ago, the University of Florida got rid of its chief diversity officer position. That was in response to changes in their state law. Today's meeting is scheduled for this afternoon at 3:45, so we'll be sure to have a crew there to keep you updated, and we'll be staying on top of this. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh. A flower shop in Dunn is badly damaged after a fire. Crews responded to the Flowers by Riverside store on South Clinton Avenue just before 9 last night. A Dunn police officer who was passing by saw the fire and called it in. Firefighters were able to get the flames under control within a few minutes. They kept it from spreading to nearby buildings. No one was hurt.
The search is on this morning for a driver who hit and killed a person in Johnston County. The crash happened on Old Stage Road near Anger just before 10 last night. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. State Highway Patrol says the driver who hit the person took off. We are working to learn the name of that person who was hit and killed.
One person is in custody and another in the hospital after a stabbing outside of a Raleigh Walmart. This was the scene on New Bern Avenue Tuesday afternoon. Police have not said what led to the stabbing. We're working to learn who the victim and suspect are.
Authorities in Sampson County haven't said if they've made any arrests after a shooting killed one man and hurt three others. This is Sky 5 video here from that scene above yesterday on Boykin Road outside of Clinton. Staff at Sampson Regional Medical Center reported four gunshot victims arriving by private vehicles just after 1:30 Tuesday. One of them later died at the hospital. The sheriff's office tracked the shootings back to Boykin Road. Authorities towed two cars from the hospital, including one riddled with bullet holes. The hospital was briefly put under lockdown because of the nature of the shooting.
Starting today, you might see some new trash bins in downtown Raleigh. The idea is to make it a little more pleasant for people to walk on the sidewalks. The city is rolling out a pilot program to try to decrease clutter downtown. These are called track bins, T-R-A-C. It stands for Trash, Recycling, and Cardboard. The goal is to reduce the number of trash cans businesses have on sidewalks, which can block walkways and create unpleasant smells.
And what it does is essentially creates a centralized location for trash or recycling to be put by businesses, with the idea that then the rollaway carts are gone.
The bins will sit in converted parking spaces and not on the sidewalk. The first bins are on East Martin Street.
Today marks 100 days until the start of the Summer Olympic Games in Paris. Olympic venues all over the country, not just in Paris, are getting ready to welcome the world's biggest sporting event. The Games will bring together more than 10,000 athletes from more than 200 countries. NBC and Peacock will air unprecedented Olympic coverage, including daytime live broadcasts of swimming, gymnastics, and track and field finals. Coming up at 6:45, we'll talk with NBC's Keir Simmons, who is in Paris, and he'll update us on the preparations for the Games.
A man caught on camera sneaking a video of a shopper at a North Carolina Target store. How safety experts say you can protect yourself and fellow shoppers.
And United Airlines says Boeing's ongoing problems are costing them money. The big blow United is taking as concerns about planes grows.
And we're moving into a wetter pattern. A few light showers for us around lunchtime and into this evening. But the big news this morning is we're now under a level one risk for Friday. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Six 612. We are ending up, of course, with a gray day today. At the bus stop, all will be quiet. And I don't think the kids will really need their raincoats today. We have just a small chance around the middle of the day. It may be more like they may not be able to get out to head out on the playground. Our temperatures this morning are mostly in the low 60s. We're looking at an afternoon high of 82. And this afternoon, we do have that potential for a few isolated showers. We'll pull up the bar here and you can see it's likely to be right around lunchtime into about the middle of the afternoon. And that's when we're likely to have the best chance of seeing any scattered showers. Here it comes right there between 11 and, say, 2 o'clock. We may also see it again during the evening commute. Tomorrow stays dry, but on Friday we have a level one risk for severe storms. I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
Elizabeth, I thought I needed to give you an umbrella there for a minute. We want to check traffic now at 6:13 in the morning. We just got a report of a traffic accident, a crash, on Hammond Road and I-40 eastbound lanes near Hammond Road. I want to take you out to that live camera and show you right now we're not seeing any major delays on I-40 near Hammond Road. Traffic is flowing smoothly in both directions. All around the triangle this morning, the good news is nothing but green showing up on the map. You see Durham, Chapel Hill, Hillsboro, all the major thoroughfares, I-40, 885, all clear this morning.
Ken, thanks. We want to show you this video that is truly disturbing. It shows a man placing his cell phone under a woman's dress as she was crouched down to get something from the shelf. This was taken at a Greenville, North Carolina Target. Police say this is another reminder that you should always be aware of your surroundings. Police in Greenville say the man in the video is 21-year-old Thomas Elliott. Another shopper caught him putting his cell phone on the floor and slipped it under the woman's dress. That shopper says she started recording Elliott because she saw him following the woman around the store. After seeing the video, one person who talked with WRAL said she was shocked but not surprised.
I think it's really unfortunate, and I feel sorry for the person that happened to you. That's a pretty big violation. I don't know that I'm surprised. I think more saddened by that being a part of our reality.
It is unfortunate, but fortunately that other shopper was observant and noticed that guy. A security expert who spoke with WRAL says, again, it's important to know your surroundings and be aware of who is walking near you.
Bob Graham, former U.S. Senator and two-term governor of Florida, has died. He was 87. Graham is known as the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. He was also an early critic of the Iraq War. Graham is survived by his wife and four daughters, including former U.S. Representative Gwendolyn Graham.
Wake County school board members are considering the school system's growing budget ahead of a vote next month. Superintendent Robert Taylor is proposing a $2.2 billion spending plan. It includes $58 million more dollars from the county than last year. The big sticking points are teacher and bus driver pay.
And it's happening right now in the WRAL Life Center. This in just about an hour ago, crews have finally rescued a man in Georgia from a storm drain pipe. He's been stuck there since yesterday. This is the picture of them rescuing him. This happens in Fort Oglethorpe near the border of Tennessee. A woman called 911 after she heard someone screaming for help while she was at a stoplight yesterday. Right now, it's not clear how that man got into the drain, why he entered the drain. But within the last hour, we have learned that he has been rescued.
United Airlines says it is feeling the effects of Boeing's ongoing problems. United says it lost $200 million during the first 3 months of the year. That's after Boeing was forced to ground its 737 MAX 9 jets after a door plug blew off an Alaska Airlines plane mid-flight. United depends on Boeing planes for about 80% of its fleet.
If you use an ad blocker while you're on YouTube, Google is looking to stop you. Google says people who use apps to block ads on YouTube videos may start experiencing more buffering issues. You may also see an error message instead of a video if you try to watch while using an ad blocker. Google says the only way you can avoid ads on YouTube is to buy a subscription to YouTube Premium.
This morning on Today, an Olympic celebration on the plaza. Former Duke star Grant Hill will be there to announce the roster for Team USA's basketball team. Hill is now the managing director of Team USA. That's all coming up at 7 on Today.
Two people are hurt after tornado flipped over an RV in Kansas. The National Weather Service says the tornado touched down early Tuesday morning. At least a dozen other buildings, mostly barns, were damaged. Several homes have minor damage. The people who were hurt are okay. Covered about four states worth of troubling weather there. Elizabeth Gardner, meantime, in our WRL Severe Weather Center, a little over an hour ago, got a new update on this severe risk.
Yeah, this is a new severe risk for us for Friday. This just came in this morning. And so we still have a couple of days to watch this. We have been seeing the trend increasing for that chance of scattered thunderstorms on Friday afternoon. Wind damage would be our biggest threat, but some heavy rain and hail are all possible. Let's talk about our big changes headed our way for the weekend. We do now have that severe weather threat on Friday. Again, damaging winds would be the biggest threat. Saturday is trending drier. For the last several days, we've been watching Saturday and Sunday with the system moving in, and it looks like we may be sort of in between on Saturday with a very small chance for rain. But we'll see an increasing chance for rain on Sunday. It's likely to be just sort of a steady rain, not looking at thunderstorms. It'll be cool, much cooler with highs in the 60s, and we're stable, so thunderstorms are not likely on Sunday. We take a look at the big picture, and we have this warm front lifting northward. We have a decaying system that's back to the west, bringing some showers to the mountains of North Carolina. We'll see our warm front continuing to lift northward, and we'll start to see some of this rain back to our west pushing in right around lunchtime. We pause it there at noon. Notice the coverage. I mean, you know, hardly any of our area is covered with rain. We do have a little bit of a line maybe that develops closer to, say, 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Not a line of thunderstorms, but just some scattered showers. And then as we get closer to the evening commute, 5 o'clock, a few showers. There's 7 o'clock, and it's out of the view area by around 9. So a little wave right around lunchtime and another one during the evening commute and dinner time. We're looking at a dry and hotter day on Thursday, but let's take a look at Friday now since we have that severe weather threat. The morning is dry with some sunshine, and we'll pause it here at right around 2 o'clock or so. This is as far out as our short range model goes, and it does show the development of some storms just after lunchtime. We'll switch gears and move to our long range model and pick it up at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Notice by 6, you can see more coverage of showers and a few thunderstorms. That all slides eastward by 8 o'clock Saturday. We're looking at clouds, but dry conditions. And then Sunday, it comes up from the south. That's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So increasing chances for rain in the afternoon, especially our southern counties. Rain chances looking like this. 30% chance today. Tomorrow's dry. 40 Saturday. Saturday's looking pretty dry. And then a 40% chance on Sunday. Our potential rainfall totals are probably going to be somewhere between a half an inch and an inch total, and we really need some rain. We're looking at only about 70 to 80% of our normal rainfall in the last month. Right now, we're about an inch behind at RDU for the month of April. Looking at warm temperatures through Saturday with highs in the 80s, and then much cooler early next week, 68 Sunday, just 65 on Monday. Ken?
All right, Elizabeth, just about 6:20, we continue to watch this traffic crash that happened on 40 and Hammond Road near the southern part of Wake County. We're getting reports that it was a crash with just damage. I want to take you out to that live camera and show you that we're not seeing any major traffic issues coming up on the sensors. This is good news, especially if you're heading in that direction for your morning commute. Elsewhere around the Triangle area, we want to show you exactly what's going on in the Durham area in terms of delay times. Not very much delays to tell you about. Hillsborough, just a 1-minute delay coming in on I-85 North. Of course, we'll continue to keep you updated here in the traffic because that's always changing during the morning.
Ken, thanks. A Boeing engineer will be on Capitol Hill today sharing his concerns about the company's jets. The warning he's sharing about the plane makers, Dreamliners.
And Swifties are standing in huge lines in California for a sneak peek at Taylor's new album, what they are seeing after waiting for hours. That's coming up next in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Taylor Swift's new album comes out in less than 48 hours.
And today in What's Trending, many of our fans are looking for all the clues they can find, right? Thousands of Swifties lining up in Los Angeles to get a look at the Tortured Poets Department pop-up shop. It is full of hints about what will be in the album, including a first look at some lyrics. People who can't get there in person can also follow along on social media and piece together those clues.
And believe me, folks have been doing that, trying to figure, oh, there's some things written down. I don't know. Even statues crumble is one of the lyrics in there that's been released. It's getting out. I mean, there's 16 songs. It's packed with stuff. So there's a lot to go through there.
We'll know everything on April 19th.
Good fun. 2 days.
Yes.
We now know the first 14 stops on Shakira's upcoming tour, and one is here in North Carolina. Shakira will perform at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte November 23rd. This is her first concert tour since 2018. Presale tickets go on sale this morning.
Yeah, and it's world tour. These are the additional dates right now just in North America, but I'm sure she'll be adding to the list. And fun fact, Shakira was born on Groundhog's Day. And she's one day older than I am.
That's right. Day after Groundhog Day.
That's right.
Renee's birthday. All right. Also today, NASCAR driver Daniel Suarez will visit with troops at Fort Liberty. Suarez will be joined by his crew chief, as well as the general manager of Charlotte Motor Speedway. It's all part of their Mission 600 outreach program. It comes ahead of the 65th running of the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway next month.
Join the Tar Heel Traveler tonight for some good eats across the state. It's a restaurant special he calls Yum, right to the point. From breakfast to burgers, seafood to tacos, Scott Mason digs into it all. Watch the Tar Heel Traveler special tonight at 7:30, right here on WRL.
Right now it is 6:26, and big changes could be coming to UNC campuses across the state. Why UNC system leaders may decide today to change or remove diversity, equity, and inclusion programs.
And cloudy skies this morning. A few light showers today, right around lunchtime, and then again during the evening commute. We also have the chance of some severe storms on Friday. I'll walk you through the timeline.
And people in Rocky Mount say shots rang out near a home early this morning. What we know so far about the investigation in a neighborhood.